Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Isaiah. We've been here for a whole few weeks now. I hope you're enjoying it. We're now at the 47th chapter of the book of Isaiah, and we're going to start with the first verse, 47th chapter. Here is where Isaiah predicted the fall of Babylon more than 150 years before it happened. And at this point in time, Babylon had not yet emerged as the mightiest force on earth. The empire of Babylon that would destroy Judah and Jerusalem. But the Babylonians, Judah's captors, would become captives themselves in 539 BC. God had, God, not Babylon, has the ultimate power. And we're finding out he used Babylon to punish his people, his own people. He would use Medo-Persia to destroy Babylon and free his own people. So we're finding out God has a plan and he's executing it. And he's far smarter than the devil. And we can bank on God being more intelligent than Satan. You know, there's a lot of people that have you ever thought why people worship the devil and how they can possibly worship the devil? Because God is so much more intelligent. He created it all. Why in the world would you not serve God? There's no reason not serve God because he's far more intelligent than anyone else. And let's read, and let's begin reading again. I love the book of Isaiah. It's a fantastic book. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground without a throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans. For you shall no longer be called tender and delicate. Take the millstones and grind meal. Remove your veil. Strip off the skirt. Uncover the leg. Cross the rivers. Your nakedness will be uncovered. Your shame also will be exposed. And I will take vengeance and more. I will take vengeance and will not spare a man. I'm going to take vengeance on you because even though I allowed this to happen, you're going to suffer the consequences. Isaiah is predicting the fall of Babylon. At this time, Babylon had not yet emerged as the mightiest force on earth. They would destroy Judah and Jerusalem, become their captors, and become themselves captives also. In 539 BC, God, not Babylon, has showed his ultimate power. He used Babylon to punish his own sinful people, and he allowed Medo-Persia to come in and destroy Babylon and free the people. Now, in the next few verses, we read, our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, is his name. We have a Redeemer. The Lord of hosts is his name, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy One of Israel. Sit silently and go into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans. For you will no longer be called the Queen of Kingdoms. I was angry with my people. I was angry for a short time. You know, God gets angry. Did you ever notice that? He has a emotion called anger, and you don't want to stir him up. It's a bad thing to stir up the anger of God. And I profaned my heritage. I gave them up. I gave them into your hand. You did not show mercy to them. On the aged, you made your yoke very heavy. Yet you said, I will be a queen forever. These things you did not consider, nor remember the outcome of them. Now, then hear this, you sensual one, who dwells securely, who says in your heart, I am, and there is no one besides me. I will not sit as a widow, nor no loss of children. But these two things will come on you suddenly in one day. Loss of children and widowhood. They will come on you in full measure, in spite of your many sorceries, in spite of the great power of your spells. Now, God is saying, in spite of the great power, he's acknowledging that they have some kind of a witchcraft and some kind of power in their sorceries. You felt secure in your wickedness and said, no one sees me. They were caught up in the pursuit of power and pleasure. Babylon believed in its own greatness and claimed to be the only power on earth. Babylon felt completely secure, and Nebuchadnezzar, its king, exalted himself as a god. But the true God taught Nebuchadnezzar a powerful lesson by taking everything away from him. Daniel 4:28-37. Our society is addicted to pleasure and power, but they can quickly pass away. You know, power, pleasures, everything has a season. Everything is a season. Got to realize that. Look at your own life. Ask yourself how you could be more responsible with these talents that God has given you, the possessions God's given you, and how you can use your life for God's honor rather than your own. The people of Babylon sought advice and help from the astrologers and the stargazers and the magicians, all these things. And as we read, you felt secure with your own wickedness. Two things are going to come on you suddenly: the loss of children and widowhood. They will come on you in full measure in spite of your sorceries. Many sorceries God acknowledges that they had, in spite of this great power of the spells. Where did they get this great power from the spells? From the devil, from Satan. You felt secure in your own wickedness and said, no one sees me. Your wisdom and your knowledge, they have deluded you. You ever have your own wisdom and your own knowledge delude you? Chances are, it will, someday, if you don't turn to God's knowledge and God's supernatural power, they'll delude you. For you have said in your heart, I am, and there is none beside me. But evil will come upon you, God says, which you will not know how to charm away. You know, they charmed all of these things by sorceries. And he says here, God is saying, and disaster will fall upon you. This disaster, for which you cannot atone, and destruction about which you do not know, will come upon you suddenly. Stand fast now in your spells and in your many sorceries with which you have labored from your youth. They've given themselves over to the devil, to Satan and his angels, from the youth. Perhaps you will be able to profit. Perhaps you may cause trembling. You are wearied with your many counsels, Let now the astrologers, those who prophesy by the stars, you know, if you think that you can prophesy by the stars and astrology, you're fooling yourself. And you're gonna be completely deluded in your own mind. Those who prophesy by the stars, those who predict by the new moons, they're all crazy. If you think that you can, you know, there's a certain amount of knowledge gained through this, but it is dependent upon the devil, Satan. These new moons and stars, stand up and save you from what will come upon you. Behold, they have become like stubble. Fire burns them. They cannot deliver themselves from the power of the flame. There will be no coal to warm by, nor a fire to sit before. So have those become to you with whom you have labored, who have trafficked with you from your youth. Each has wandered in his own way. There is none to save you. There is none to save you. The people of Babylon sought advice and help from astrologers and stargazers. But like all of the idols of wood and gold and all these other things, the stars, astrologers could not even deliver themselves from what was to come from the hand of God. You know, they relied on those who were powerful or powerless. Actually, they relied on these powerless gods. And these false gods did not deliver them. Alternatives to God are destined to fail. If you want help, you have to find it in God, who has proven his power in creation and in history. Turn to God, because nothing else really matters when it's all said and done. It's all going to be nothing but waste. If you don't turn yourself over to God, you're going to waste time. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, come into our hearts. Lord Jesus, forgive us. Cover us with your blood. Forgive us and let us be completely clean before God. Let us enter by the token of the blood of Jesus Christ and not ourselves. We have no righteousness to offer. We accept your righteousness right now. Let it come into our hearts. Forgive us, cleanse us, and let us be ready for the coming of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com, and shoot us an email at krciradio@krciradio.com. krciradio@krciradio.com. Shoot us a message. Let us know you're listening. We need to hear from you right away. Till tomorrow's broadcast, before I close, write to us at KRCI Radio Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.